Hello, I'm Danny, host of Stuttering is Cool. I'm a lifelong stutterer, and you're listening to episode 27.
Stuttering is cool.
My apologies for the sound quality of today's episode. It was recorded through my cell phone in the car. It was one of those impromptu on-the-scene type recordings. After editing it down to about 15 minutes, I realized that maybe I should re-record it with proper recording, with recording equipment. However, I changed my mind because I like the spontaneity of the whole thing. And it makes more, I'm not sure what the word I'm looking for. It just makes it seem a bit more interesting when it's just off the cuff, live on the scene and all that. Here is a sample of what the bad quality is, what I'm talking about.
This is what it's like to live with a stutter, is that in some social situations, it makes it awkward. And you feel you have no choice but to keep quiet. Sometimes you stutter a lot, sometimes you don't. And when you're trying to make a good impression on people that, you know, and there's no time to say, oh, I stutter. You gotta work with the vibe that you get from the room, the audience, whoever it is. You know, it's like a game. It's like chess, even. I've heard that chess is like that. You gotta sacrifice something, so.
So now you have a little taste of what I will be talking about later on. But before we go into today's episode, I just want to remind you that there's still time to enter the contest that I have going to win the Bajo Fondo Tango Club CD Mal Dulce. All you have to do is email coolstutter@gmail.com. That's my email address. And just email me your name and your postal address, and I will do a random draw and pick one lucky winner who will win the CD. And in case you're wondering, what I will be doing with the postal addresses afterwards is I'll be shredding them, deleting them from my computer, shredding them. I will not be using them. That's what my privacy policy is. I don't like people selling my stuff. I'm not going to be doing anything with yours. So you've got every confidence in me. Now, the deadline for sending the email is September the 30th. And that is midnight, September the 30th, Eastern Standard Time, which is Toronto time, Montreal time, New York time, Peru time, 5 hours behind UTC. Well, now on to the show.
Hello there, I'm just on my way down to a dinner party at a friend's house. I'm not familiar with a good maybe 99% of the people there, so this is quite the being out of my comfort zone thing that I'm doing. So I thought that I would document it somehow. Now, I'm not going to record during the party because that's, you know, social suicide. So what I'm doing right now is I'm recording through my phone as I go down, and then afterwards I'll just record back. I mean, it's not as interesting, you know, if I had, say, a hidden microphone, but that's also not a very nice thing to do, I guess. In any case, what I'm doing is, you know, I mean, because it is kind of awkward, you know, most people don't really enjoy going to a place where they don't know anybody, or they only know the one person who's the host, and the host obviously will be busy being the host, so, you know, you can't really stick to them. And with a stutter, you know, trying to strike up conversation with everyone else who most likely are already good friends. So I gotta try to get into a circle there, so I gotta get myself into a circle of conversations and all that. That's what I meant by that. And one thing that I, one strategy, if you will, that I devised that I'd like to share with you is probably something that everybody does anyway, but it's something that I thought of myself today, is, now the party starts at 7:30, right now actually it's 7:30 p.m., and I decided, you know, I'll go early, like I'll be there as, you know, early, at, well, in this case, as early as possible, since I'm late. And the reason behind that is that, see, most people tend to show up after 7:30, like say 8, sometimes they come at 9, 10, you know, later on. But the bulk of the people end up, you know, long after 7:30. So showing up right on time, or in my case, maybe not, showing up right on time ensures that you get a conversation with the host, and with the first few people that come in. So as a host, you know, prepares, you know, you can say, hey, you know, you can do the whole small talk, you know, and it's always good to start with, how do you know the host? And then, so what do you do for a living? And then you can take it from there. And then when the next people come in, chances are they're good friends with the people that you just met, and they're probably going to play catch up, and, you know, they can't help it but leave you out of the conversation. But chances are they don't mean it. No mean to do that. It's just old friends meeting each other. And that's when you can sit and play the listener. And then once in a while you can say, oh, that's very interesting. Or, you know, if they happen to mention, I don't know, their niece, nephew, little kid next door, or something, you know, pick up on those items that will help you, you know, jump into the conversation. Oh, yes, my nephew does the same thing, or my daughter does the same thing, or, you know. And if you're afraid of speaking because of your stutter, or you're like me, you don't have the gift of conversation of small talk, feel free to keep your sentences, phrases short. You know, nobody says you have to be the center of attention, or the life of the party, or the master of ceremonies. You know, just enjoy the flow. You can also use the advantage of, say, this is your first time going to the person's house. Now, tonight, for example, there is a theme to the party, so I can use that as icebreakers. It provides a lot of potential for conversation, because everyone is it's a potluck, so everyone is bringing something, and that means you could say, oh, did you make this yourself? Oh, what is this? Oh, this is very interesting. Oh, this is spicy. I love spicy. No, this is great. Have you ever been to Spain? You know, and all that. So tonight I'm trying to think of also ways to disclose my stutter, if need be. So, I don't have to say, hi, my name is Dan, and I stutter. Maybe if I get stuck in one that's really spectacular, then I'll say, oh, you caught me in one of my stutters. And then, chances are they might not know what I'm talking about, but if I say it confidently, and I laugh, they'll think, okay, it's a joke. Oh dear, life of a stutterer in social situations. Okay, well, it is after the party. It is 1 o'clock. It's 1 o'clock exactly in the morning. And, well, it went pretty well, so I'll tell you what some of my little strategies or techniques. Actually, I feel silly calling them that, strategies and techniques. Actually, I should first probably tell you, yes, I did stutter a lot. Because I was a bit not really comfortable, just because, I mean, they were new people. And also, No, I did drink some alcohol, so it went straight to my head. And what I found was, the more I spoke, the worse I stuttered. And it does sound a little brainless to say that. I mean, of course, the more you talk, the more you stutter. I mean, but meaning that when the alcohol went to my head, now, not that I drank a lot. I mean, it was only 2 glasses of a mixed drinks. What I mean is that when alcohol goes to my head, you know, and I know that I'm going to be stuttering a lot, so I decided, okay, I'm just not going to speak. So everything went fine, but there were certain times when, you know, I had to speak because, you know, I'm in a conversation. And so the more I spoke, the more I stuttered. That's what I meant. So my strategies and stuff, what I did was, now in every party there's always at least one person who is receptive, who is outgoing enough to talk to anybody. And, you know, if there's someone that you meet at the party, they're the ones that are easy to have a conversation with. You know, chances are they'll do all of the talking. They'll be more than happy to tell you everything about their day. And so in that scenario, it's good to stay with that person for a while until you're, you know, comfortable in the room of strangers, and chances are you'll meet other people through that person. You know, either someone comes and say, oh, is this seat taken, or what drink are you drinking, or whatever it is. I'm pretty sure you know what I mean. And so that was one thing that I did. Another thing that I did was I played the role of the listener at certain times of the night when I knew that I'm stuttering a lot at this moment. You know, for whatever reason I'm stuttering, it doesn't matter. It's okay that I just sit and let someone else do the talking, like let someone else shine, let someone else be the center of attention. Now back to the alcohol. For anyone that, you know, that stutters more when they have some alcohol in their system. Now I'm not talking like drunk and all that, but now you know that, you know, you should be eating, you know, like don't just drink on an empty stomach. So what I did was I started to eat more. I was full. I had no appetite left because I had a fantastic dinner. But I knew, I mean, if I'm going to be talking to people, you know, I can't let this, you know, buzz, you know, prevent me from talking. So I ate more, which made the buzz decrease. I noticed that people started to finish my sentences for me, like, well, to finish the words that I was stuttering on, which I took as, okay, now they know that I stutter. But I did not say anything. I didn't like disclose or anything, just because it did not fall into the natural flow of conversation. The truth is, I'm still new at this whole trying to figure out how to disclose the stutter. So I was still put on the spot. Like I still felt like I kind of like performance anxiety in a way that, no, they know that I stutter now. Okay, how do I fix that? I'm still in that, mind frame. It's an old habit that I've had all my life, being a stutterer, that, you know, you quickly try and, you know, look fluent and all that. So on my mind wasn't, you know, how am I going to disclose? Even though I said that earlier on, when I was coming down, because I'm not, you know, like I said, you know, the old habits, they're very hard to break. It takes a while for them to break them. So I was more concerned about, you know, giving a good impression and, you know, meeting these new people and all that. And there was a lot, I've noticed that I have a lot of, that I give myself a lot of pressure in being the life of the party and being a fantastic conversationalist. I didn't want to continue that, so that's why I was more quiet. Now, when I say that I was quiet tonight, I don't mean that I was sitting in the corner and I wasn't saying anything or I was being antisocial. I just wasn't talking when I knew that I'd be stuttering. And that's okay. Now, I know the way it sounds, like I'm totally going against everything I've ever said in every episode, but it was more like, here I am with all these old friends, you know, like they're old friends to each other, and I'm the new stranger guy that's there, and they don't understand stuttering. Chances are they don't understand stuttering. I don't know. I guess what I've learned tonight is there is a time and place. I mean, I've always said this on my show. There is a time and place for, I don't know, I guess open stuttering, disclosing it. I mean, there's always a time for open stuttering because there's nothing I can do about it. I have to stutter. I'm just thinking out too loud. You know, and that's what my show is. Just me trying to figure out this mystery of stuttering. I'm comfortable, yet in certain situations, you know, I'm not there yet. So tonight was a big lesson in that. And, you know, and it wasn't too bad. I mean, the sky didn't fall on my head. Nobody looked, like, I didn't get the look. I didn't get a weird look when I stuttered. I would have to say that I did act confidently, so I didn't wince when I stuttered. I went ahead with it. That's the way I talk. And now, you don't hear it on my show because I stutter a lot less when I'm on my show, but there were quite a few times where I had spectacular stutters. It was more than obvious that I stuttered, but it would have disrupted the flow of conversation if I had stopped and said, oh, you caught me in a stutter, and then I continued on with the joke that I was stuttering on. It kind of, see, that's what I was getting at with this whole, it disrupts the flow of it. You know, that's what I was getting at when I was saying that there's a time and place, maybe. It's what I'm starting to think, that, you know, perhaps in the future, know, if I meet these, you know, if I hang out with these, you know, with these same people again, you know, maybe, chance, I don't know.
And that is all for today's show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for staying subscribed. Now, this show is an open mic podcast for people who stutter. Now, I've run out of audio to play, so please do send in your audio. You have 3 different ways to send them in. Go to stutteringiscool.com and you'll find all the information there. But the easiest, quickest way for you to send an audio, in fact, right now, pick up your phone and dial 1-206-984-3922.